land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this absolutely terrific Tuesday, May 26, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Hope you had a absolutely blessed Memorial Day weekend. Got some honeydews done. Got the train moving outside. Finally getting some weather to cooperate to be able to do it. Tonight at 7 o'clock p.m., I would greatly appreciate your support. If you could possibly come to the City Hall of the City of Gaylord, right there on Main Street, M32, east of town on the north side, 7 o'clock. There's going to be a public hearing regarding the appointment of two new city council members. There's two seats vacant. They've got, I believe, five resumes, applications. They've been reviewing and talking with the applicants. The remaining board and mayor will be voting to replace those two empty seats to get them to a full city council board. On the agenda is the rezoning of a piece of property, 18 acres, vacant since the 1990s, generating no revenue, $0 to the city of Gaylord since the 1990s. Well, a very responsible, absolutely fantastic builder-developer, Anthony Randazzo, is wanting to get the property rezoned from R1 to R2, which is what the neighboring properties are zoned, and to be able to build 42 new duplexes, 84 housing units in Gaylord that he plans to rent at a very fair rent for a brand new duplex. We need this project to be approved. We need the rezoning to go from R1 to R2 to allow him to build this project. We need housing in northern Michigan. When I go out and talk to businesses, the number one objection I get is, Randy, I can't advertise on your station, on your show. I can't handle any more business because I don't have the employees to do it. If I spent money with you advertising, sponsoring your show, running commercials on your show, on the station, if I got more business, I wouldn't be able to do it. I can't find employees because there's no housing for them close by that they can afford based on what I can afford to pay them. We need affordable housing, folks. This project will do that. 84 brand new units for rent by a fantastic builder developer that has built projects all over the state of Michigan. The man has been doing this for 5 decades. Every one of his projects is phenomenal. We need all hands on deck tonight, 7 o'clock at the City Hall of Gaylord. Main Street, just east of town on the north side, parked in the back. I'm going to be there. Mr. Randazzo will be there. Pat Battaglia, another developer building a project on the west end of town, will be there. You need to come and join us. 7 o'clock tonight, City of Gaylord, City Hall.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey everybody, welcome back into this terrific Tuesday. Joining us as usual, Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
How was your Memorial Day weekend?
It was wonderful and wonderfully relaxing, and there was one little exception.
What happened?
I stepped like you had done on your driveway when you were going out to your mailbox. I stepped from, you know, you stepped from the grass or the cement to the grass. Well, I stepped into accidentally into a bed, which is off the cement, and tweaked my knee. So, guess what?
You're getting a little self-medication today.
That's right. And I will probably talk to Dr. Willie. He adjusts that also, so he can do it from the front or from the back of the knee. So if there is some sort of a little turn or twist, then that can correct that too.
So now, how does he adjust the knee?
He has an activator. So you can do it with your fingers alone from the back. I don't remember where he had learned that. It wasn't from school, but from some seminar or something. And he, you know, pushes his knuckles down into the back of your knee and does some sort of twist, one finger on top of the other. I don't remember. But he has found also in the meantime that his activator, it's like a little vibrating tool, like a little baby gun type of thing, that he can do that from the front or the back of the knee.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's mm-hmm. used the activator on my neck a couple of times every time I've seen him.
Right. There's a mechanical one and electric one, and the electric one is obviously it can go very quickly. The mechanical one is one, you know, vibration.
One pull and that's it. Yeah. It's like you say, a small little cap gun almost is what I'd like
that
to
That one, the
to.
Handheld one is, right, yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. He was the first one that has ever used an activator on me, actually.
Okay. Well, it's becoming very popular. People are trying to not use manual manipulation for everyone. Some people, like Penny, you had mentioned before, don't really care for that to be, you know, manual adjustments on their neck.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's funny because the first time he used it, I mean, you know, I think he was using the electric one, and he put it in there, and he's like, bam, 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 bam. And I'm like, does that really do anything? And he said, okay, I got a question for you. And I said, okay, what? He goes, do you want me to use it on your eye or some other place down below? And I'm like, okay, I get your point. I guess your point. I don't want it on my eyeball for sure. That's not something I want to do. And I don't want to experience below the waist either. So I understand, Doc. I get it.
It's efficient.
Yes, very efficient and localized. So, now when the in your personal situation with tweaking the knee, are you going to have him manipulate the knee first and then do the laser light treatment, or are you going to do the treatment first?
I will go to him first to see if it's rotational.
Sure.
To see if it's a mechanical problem first, and then do the laser afterwards regardless. So if it takes care of it, I will, because I've had it for the weekend. I probably have some inflammation in there that I'd like to, you know, expedite the healing of, just as an extra Band-Aid to try to protect it and get the accelerated healing going.
Right. ATP and all that good stuff.
Right.
Well, one of the things I wanted to ask you about specifically, me too, as of like you, outside over the Memorial Day weekend, and I had a long list of honeydews. I've got a ton of branches from all these windstorms and high winds and lightning and storms and all the things we've gone through. I got a ton of branches down in my trees, and I thought, well, you know, it's a good time, kind of a gentle wind going, nice, sunny, beautiful, dry weather. So I started a little fire, and I start going around and picking up branches and breaking them up and burning them, you know, to clean up the trees around the yard. And man, did not realize neck, shoulders, and lower back. Got a workout. And
Sure.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to see if I can do this with just maybe a local chiropractic adjustment here in town and see if that will help. I've been in the Whirlpool tub. I put some intense relief on it from our good friend Tim over at Patriots Relief. And it seems to be helping, but it's still, I think, maybe a pinched nerve somewhere in my neck, shoulder. So bottom line,
mechanical.
If it continues to prevail, I'm going to have to make the trip up to Sheboygan. How does that work if you've got multiple issues, neck, shoulder, lower back? Is that three separate treatments? Can you get it done in one treatment? How would that work if you got somebody stupid enough to do what I did over Memorial Day weekend?
I can usually get the neck and the shoulder in one treatment,
okay,
in one swoop. But the lower back is too far away, and it would get too. You wouldn't have the adequate distance to serve the adequate amount of energy to that area at the same time. So this is a laser head swiveling at the end of an arm that you place about 8 inches from the body. So if you get too much further, so that's good for a range of maybe from that point, that center point of maybe 4 or 5 inches each direction, because it's only going to, it doesn't go around in circles. It goes, you know,
right,
one direction, yep, north, yep, south, east, west. So
back and forth.
Yes. And so it's adequate for, you know, 4 or 5 inches north, 4 or 5 inches south. So that's why I can, for most people, get a little bit of the neck and the shoulder in at the same time. But obviously, if you have lower thoracic and lumbar, I could do both of those. If it's, you know, if you're not too large of a person covering, you know, a large part of our table, which some people do, some,
sure,
people are a little like 6'4" and such. So, you know, it might be a stretch, but we can usually do that. So littler people, I can do a whole thoracic back, you know, like 5 foot little ladies.
Yes, yes.
Get a lot done. Yeah.
The shorter folks can do that.
Yes.
Got it. I got a text message. Funny you mention it. I was clearing branches as well. And one thing he noticed is his right shoulder and right elbow. He said, is there such a thing as tennis elbow, if you can ask Stacy, when it comes to picking up and lifting branches? Is that something? He said it feels like it reminds him he's got tennis elbow going in his, yeah, right arm.
Yes, definitely.
Why,
you know,
is
it's
that?
It's just another injury. It's just another injury. You're repetitively using it over and over again. And as you age, it's accumulative too. You've injured it before, and now you're going further. And unfortunately, after about 50, most people notice injuries that they had even as high school or college, sports injuries or such accidents, incidences of falling. They start to feel them more after 50. So welcome to the club.
Amen to that. Yeah.
Used parts. We all have used parts.
Well, you know, it's amazing. I can't believe I keep saying this more and more. It seems like almost every day, man, getting old sucks. And, you know, it's like, hey, I just got a text from John and Julie down in Bay City. He said, we visited Stacy and Dr. Willie last week and so very impressed with their services. Great folks. And hopefully you were able to take care of them. I don't know if it was it John or Julie? I'll send them. I got a husband and wife stored in my phone. So when they text me, I don't know if it's John or it's Julie. But,
well, we love all of your listeners no matter what. And obviously,
right?
It's so fun to see everyone. And
Do you remember these guys coming up from Bay City?
Well, I can. And I mean, obviously, they're stating it in there. But
yeah,
we don't usually try to talk about anybody that we've seen.
Right, right.
Anonymously,
right.
You know.
Right. You, yeah, you got HIPAA violations you want to avoid.
Right,
I understand.
Right, right.
I understand.
You betcha. You
well,
betcha.
They're good enough friends. I don't think they would mind us talking. But one of the things that that I want people to understand, and this is in a chiropractic office where Monday through Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday it's a walk-in type situation with Dr. Gary. He doesn't actually take set appointed appointments. He kind of likes to flow a little bit, loosey-goosey on that. Explain, if people come in like you want an adjustment first, can we schedule you, though, as an appointment right after for the laser light treatments?
Absolutely. Because the laser is a specific amount of time, we do schedule all of the lasers. It doesn't mean that you can't come in if there is an opening. So I would say any given day, someone will say after they get treated by Dr. Willie, they're like, hey, I'd like to try the laser.
Sure.
Also, and we'll send them to the front to talk to Carlene, who has the schedule book, and say, hey, we can get you in at, whether she had a cancellation or whatever the case may be, and get you in. We can usually squeeze almost anyone who wants in a given day.
Got it.
So, yes, we can get pretty busy, but, if people are hurting, that's what we're there for, trying to help people not hurt so much.
Well, I just got a text back. They said it was for both of them, both John and Julie. So, good deal. Well, yeah, they got two for one, basically, if you're going to drive all that way. I can't believe they traveled all the way from Bay City area, but greatly appreciate them doing that. One of the things that I want to mention, and you just brought it up, talking with Carlene, when people first call for the very first time, there are some intake questions that Carlene likes to go over with folks. Just again, repeat some of those so that people understand what type of questions or qualifying questions to make sure they're okay to be treated with the laser. Explain that to the folks.
Well, there is a group of contraindications, so things that we don't treat. So one would be, like history of leukemia, or if you've had cancer within the last 2 years, or a hemophiliac. So those are things we can't do. But then there are things that we ask about just so that we know and we can warn you, or even wait a little bit. So if you've had a steroid injection in the last couple of weeks in your lower back, then we would wait 2 to 3 weeks from that date. You'd get the chance to look it up, and then we make your appointment from there. Another one is whether you've had any whether you're on blood thinners. We might just warn you that you could bruise. So if it matters to you, then you can wait, or just go ahead and do it. It just depends on what your preference is. There are some medications that increase light sensitivity. So you might wait until they are done. So it could be certain antibiotics. And then when they're done, we just wait 2 weeks after that.
Oh, yeah.
Simple things. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I was on amoxicillin or something. And I went in for, I remember. It was, I had a reoccurring lump on the side of my thumb and finger. It wasn't like a wart, but it was something else. And they wanted to do a laser treatment on it. And I forgot to mention that it was on, I think it was amoxicillin, and my whole hand and up my arm a little bit turned orange. It was like, wow, that's really interesting. So yeah, I can understand that.
One not my thing laser. I do,
not your laser, but a different type. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number if you guys want to call and talk with Carlene. Do the intake questions with her, make sure you're good to go, and then schedule an appointment with Stacy. And while you're there, I highly recommend a adjustment with Dr. Gary. His hands are amazing. 231-627-4300. They're located at 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan, across from PNC Bank. Just text me laser and I'll send you the number. Stacy, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Goodbye, Randy.
Good luck with your knee.
Thank you. I'll let you know next Tuesday.
This is Michigan.